What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Certainly is. What's up, Carter? I'm Sam, Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni with you, and a good morning to all of you. Hey, it's June, officially, Joe, and that means summer is here. That's, for me, that's the unofficial official day. A lot of people say it's Memorial Day. No, no, no. June 1st and the start of June is officially summer for your boy. That's when school was always out for me growing up. That's when my birthday started. Yeah, I'm going to do my own birthday in a couple days. Birthday guy. But I'm officially excited about summer. And that means baseball. That means NBA Finals action coming up. We got the French Open this past weekend. We had Champions League final. We had Scottie Scheffler winning at the Memorial. We got a lot happening today. As I say good morning to all of you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the week. Vacation for a lot of people. I know it's going to be starting. And that means download that free Odyssey app. Take us wherever you need to go. And also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube where we are streaming all week and all day long. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. You know, it's a lot of people graduating, had parties over the weekend, and I came to this crystallization about where we are in society right now, Joe. And look, we're all busy. We're just all busy, right? And I want to defend a term that gets thrown around a lot in sports, and it kind of drives me nuts, all right? I'm a diehard. I get it. I'm also wired a little differently than most people. As my life gets crazier and more busy and more chaotic, and I commit to more things as a family, I realize that time is my number one currency. And you've seen this throughout life, in general, for a lot of people. And so, no, most people aren't tapped in to Giants Marlins every single pitch all weekend long. Most people aren't tapped into, you know, the regular season Orlando Magic versus the Atlanta Hawks game. They're just not. They're driving their kids to school. They're going here and there. Over the weekend, I had two graduations on Friday. I had two graduations on Saturday, multiple parties in between, and then a baptism on Sunday. Now, it was an abnormally busy weekend, but when I busted out the phone at the table yesterday, as we were at Beach Chalet, I looked around and I realized I'm a sick individual to be watching Marlins Giants at the dinner table, as we're all having a beautiful lunch and we're enjoying the baptism of Brooklyn Schindler, my little cousin. And, you know, it was a beautiful day. But I'm the diehard. I'm the rare one. When you want a brand to jump over and cross over, Coca-Cola doesn't just need diehards. Coca-Cola needs casuals.
Of course.
If you want Apple to cross over and have everyone have it, it can't just be diehard people with an Apple phone in their hand. It's got to be a bunch of casuals.
It used to be, right? It used to be like, oh, I have Apple. Oh, you have a Mac. Oh, my goodness. And it was like Mac versus PC, and then there was all that. And then eventually, It became the norm. All the Apple products eventually became the norm.
Try arguing with someone who has an Android. They're the diehard.
Oh, well, now, they'll tell us that we're going to, I'm throwing Dan Dibley out there. They'll say the Apple is a cult and we are all a part of it.
Got it.
It feels like the green textures are the real cult.
The guy who went vegetarian for a decade is telling us about what's a cult and what's not.
Was it vegan or vegetarian?
Whatever
God
it is.
God bless him. Regardless.
There you go.
A high-level loser, bro.
Oh, Dibs. I didn't play that, Dibs.
You're going to see a lot today and throughout the week as we lead up to the Eastern Conference winner, the Indiana Pacers, advancing to the finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you're going to hear a lot of people shame you this week. You are. And they're going to say, oh, well, if you don't love this matchup, you don't love basketball. Well, let me defend the casuals. And here's what I would say to you is that no matter where you fall on this, whether you're a diehard, whether you're somewhere in the middle, or you're a casual fan, I just think in general, society is evolving to where we are at a big event society, okay? UFC, it better be a big time matchup for us to buy the pay-per-view and hang out and want to tap in. People are mad at boxing right now. Why? Because Jake Paul seems to be a big cachet name that people either want to see get knocked out or do some knocking out.
I'm not going to lie. When I thought Jake Paul was going to fight Canelo, I was so in. I was like, let's go. I'm all in on that. You're rolling your eyes back. Carter's rolling his eyes. But that's what people want. That's what I want to see. Either to see is get his ass kicked or him hang with Canelo. That's what they want to see.
Exactly. Think about last week. What did everyone post? Well, they didn't post some tiny little band at little like dive bar. They were at the Kendrick Lamar concert, right? A big event, right?
Yeah, it's on their stories.
The Super Bowl. We know that the Super Bowl is massive. It's one of the biggest things on the planet. The Olympics just happened, okay? World Cup, Stanley Cup, the World Series. It's a hell of a lot more with more cachet when it's Yankees-Dodgers as opposed to the year prior, Rangers versus Diamondbacks. Now, did I watch? Of course I did. But for the casual who's got a million things going on, you want big marquee names. Now, the NBA is going to make money no matter what because the TV contract is already in, right? They've already agreed to these TV terms. But all week, what you're going to see is, if you don't like this matchup, you're not in. Now, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the current MVP of the league, ends up winning a championship this year, maybe in a year or two, he becomes one of these big event headliners. You know, maybe he does. But his star, in comparison to LeBron and Steph Curry, it's just not there yet. And that's not a knock on him. He's a spectacular player. If I say the name Scottie Scheffler, who won over the weekend, it doesn't have the same cachet as Rory McIlroy, who doesn't have the same cachet as Tiger Woods.
Right.
Tiger's so popular, his son winning an event got more headlines than Scottie Scheffler winning his back-to-back memorial over the weekend. So as we look at like society as a whole, I don't think it's a knock to say that the casual people are probably like, ugh, Pacers Thunder? Well, wake me up if it gets to a game 5, 6, or 7. I don't think that that's out of the norm. Why? Because we're busy and we are a big event society.
We are. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got JT Snow joining us at 8 o'clock today, Joe. As all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. Former Giant, current bench coach for the Oakland Ballers, and that's, again, going to be at 8 o'clock. Can't wait to talk some Giants who took the series out in Miami. You called it for a sweep, Joe. It did not happen, but they did get the series win nonetheless. And Robbie Ray got his first loss of the year, 1-0. On a Saturday where the Giants could score 0 runs, the Dodgers put up 18 runs in comparison to the New York Yankees, who obviously the Dodgers took 2 out of 3 against them over the weekend. There was some high-level baseball there. Talking about, you know, a casual. Yeah, I was watching and following along because it was an Apple TV game on Friday between the Yankees and the Dodgers, the World Series matchup, as you alluded to. And what happens? I just keep getting notification. Otani home run. Judge home run. Otani hits another. It was just...
Why? Because Otani's a headliner.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was getting notifications, and I cared because those guys are the faces of baseball right now, and those are the biggest brands in baseball and of American sports today right now. So I was locked into that. Now, Giants Marlins. I have a local angle. I have to be paying attention to it. Doesn't have the same sexiness.
No, it's just
of the cachet. It's just it is
I'm
what it is.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a diehard Giants. If I said to people at the other table yesterday, I'm watching Giants Marlins. You want to come over and watch?
They say ew.
They looked at me like I was crazy.
No, thank you. But to your point in all this, and you brought up Jake Paul, which is so interesting to me. How many of us, and I know all of you are going to raise your hands, how many of us were watching the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
I did.
We all kind of knew.
I know.
We all knew it was going to be horrible, right?
We did.
All knew it was going to be awful.
I didn't want to miss out because this goes back to there's a social currency with staying up on big events.
Yes.
Right? For example, right? The NFL draft. A lot of people don't know all the names. We know some of the names.
We like to think we know all the names.
Yeah, but why do you tune in? Because you don't want to miss out.
Right.
Game of Thrones was one of the biggest shows in television. And a lot of people, after however many seasons, were like, you know what? I'll get in on Game of Thrones. Why? Because they wanted to be involved in the water cooler discussion at work. Correct?
Right. Yeah, correct.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like Succession, you brought up Succession before the show started, and White Lotus. I think a lot of people tapped into both of those shows because, hey, it feels like it's got some social currency, some cachet behind it, and I don't want to miss out, right? Even if the show is kind of mediocre.
Right.
And I'm not saying Succession's mediocre.
Those last seasons of Game of Thrones were absolutely mediocre.
No, I would agree.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were like,
I don't want to miss out, right?
Right.
And I think sports is kind of the same way. So as I look at like the NBA and I look at Major League Baseball, they're just in a tough spot trying to compete with the NFL. The NFL draft is maybe more popular than anything that those other two sports do throughout their entire regular season. I can't think of one, you know, must-see event in Major League Baseball or in the NBA that's going to be bigger than the NFL draft. The NFL is just, they've got a head start and the cachet above all of them.
It's just so regionalized now when you talk NBA, Major League Baseball, where if my team's not in it, and it didn't used to always be like this. It didn't always, especially for basketball. And maybe I'm in the minority here, but when my team isn't in it, if the Warriors aren't in it, if, you know,
Yeah, but see, I used to root against Kobe and Shaq. I used to root against...
But that, you just said it. The names.
Yeah,
there's,
that's true.
Who's the name?
It was also the Laker brand.
That helps.
Yeah.
Like the Knicks have their own brand, but it's not like everyone hates the Knicks. If you hate the Knicks, you just hate New York City. That's fine.
I think it's overrated.
Overrated.
The brand is overrated.
Sure, that's fine. But like the players themselves, like I don't like hate Jalen Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns or anything. But apparently, like as soon as the Knicks lose, everyone's just blaming Karl Anthony Towns. You got those reports, by the way. He just doesn't care about defense, according to reports. Really? You haven't watched the guy the last decade? I could have told you that heading into this year. Karl Anthony Towns doesn't play defense. Thanks, Tibbs. We all knew that. God. Just anyway,
yeah, but like
the whole thing drove me nuts when I saw it. I was like, yeah, we need a scapegoat immediately after the loss. We're just going to put it on Towns.
I have no like dog in the fight with Pacers Knicks.
No, I don't.
Why am I watching? Well, hey, it's part of my job, but also like I feel like there's some currency around it when I see Timothy whatever the guy's name is. Come on,
Guru. Chalamet.
Yeah, I know, but Guru Chalamet. Said it wrong, and
Chalamet.
Now I can't.
Chalamet. I'm a ding dong.
Yeah, it's like Rushman. I can't unpronounce it properly.
Juice. Yeah,
I feel like I'm missing out on something, right? When you see all of these celebrities that are involved, so it's not just hey, I do it because I love it, and I do it because it's also my job. It's also like, hey, when you see all these celebrities, you feel like you're missing something.
If you want to get like wrong, I wish we could do the wrong answers only, whatever it is. Who's going to be the celebrities at the Pacers Thunder game? Is it going to be Larry the Cable Guy at courtside? I'm sorry. I just have to. Caitlin Clark is going to be she's big. Like, that's fine. But
no,
like,
she's a mega huge. Star. Well, Caitlin Clark's a great example. Like, anything Caitlin Clark does feels significantly more elevated than other things that are out there.
Correct.
Does it not?
Correct.
You don't want to miss out on something she does.
I give her credit for making me care about Golden State Warriors Valkyrie basketball now. Not that only that we have it here and it's our only local WNBA team, but she's brought up that league to the point where it's got a lot more eyeballs on it. And I was on BART yesterday and people were going to the Valkyries game and they're taking on the Lynx. And obviously the Valkyries ended up falling to the Lynx yesterday, 86-75 the final. Valkyries out 2-4 on the season. Minnesota Lynx still undefeated. So tough stretch there for the Valkyries going up against three straight undefeated teams, two of them obviously against the Liberty and now against the Lynx. But they will lick their wounds, and you heard all of that right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors Warriors and Valkyries basketball.
You know, and I like there's so many things that I do for two reasons. Like out of tradition, which is, you know, and I'm obsessed with it, so it's maybe out of tradition, or it's because I don't want to miss out on something. And like the final Inside the NBA TNT, you know, post-game show, I didn't want to miss out on that, right? I wanted to watch it. I didn't want to miss anything that's involved in it. So even though it's not a sporting event, it felt elevated because I didn't want to miss out on something that I thought was special.
I guess the question is right now, 888-957-9570, that's the number to call or text. We appreciate all your participation today. Again, JT Snow joining us at 8 o'clock. I guess the question is, why do you tune into games? If your team's not in it, why would you tune into a game? And is it the player, or is it the team? Is it the fear of missing out? What is the answer to it? If you are not even a casual, you can be a diehard sports fan, but if you are casual, we'd love your participation. It doesn't matter. Like, you could say, you know what? I just want to watch it because all my friends are watching it. That's fine. Peer pressure. I get it. You want to feel included.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, listen, I'm a really big fan of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Great. That's a great reason. I just think when we talk about that matchup, this matchup in particular is going to be so interesting because for so long in the NBA, we at least had a name to gravitate to or a brand. I feel like this is truly the first matchup I've seen in quite some, like maybe ever, where there are two brands that everyone can sort of agree is like, hey, I don't hate either.
No, I have no hatred.
I have no hatred.
Yeah,
hey,
no hatred.
But and even there's no players that I hate. There's no one that like is truly like a bad human being.
No.
Tyrese Halliburton's a great guy. He has a smile. He plays. He did the choke thing. He was trolling a little bit against the Knicks, but it was fun, all in good fun. Shai Alexander's Canadian, for God's sakes. He's a great guy. I don't even know what he sounds like half the time. They do all the interviews together as a team. It's fun. They're dogging on their head coach. Like, even the Suns-Bucks matchup, which is not traditional. It's not a traditional matchup a couple years ago, right? Giannis, you know, was the face of the league. He's the Greek freak. You watch him, it's like, oh my God. Like, I gravitate towards that guy. That guy is box office. I need to go see. He is a Greek god, the Greek freak, right? Chris Paul. Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
A lot of people hated him, right? 100%. And he's an old guy, and that was his best opportunity, right?
Is he
going
to win, or is he going to choke this away?
Exactly.
There was a fascination to
Devin Booker, one of the rising up-and-coming stars in the league, so there was something there. And the Suns, kind of a brand within basketball, if you will. They've been there a couple times, especially in the 90s, Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember, Joe. But again, even that had a name. I can't even think of the last time we had a matchup quite like this where America was just rooting for both teams, if you will, which sounds kind of crazy, but we're kind of both root. Like, there's no loser in all this when it comes to the casual fan.
It's I think
you get what I'm saying. Like,
no, I do.
Like even like the Mavericks and Heat, right? You had obviously the super team, versus Dirk, and it's like, wow, Dirk's doing this all on his own kind of thing. Yeah. Even though he had a lot of Hall of Fame and
but we also
around him.
We also shamed Dirk after losing in 06 to the Heat, or whatever year that was, and then so like there was this redemption arc for someone at the end of his career and a career achievement,
right.
You know, to beat that team, you know, and do it that way. It kind of validated his entire career unfairly. I mean, he should have been validated prior,
correct?
So like, look, Joe, I think about this like. A lot of people aren't golf fans, right? So yesterday, after I got home from the little baptism, I'm like, oh, Scottie Scheffler has got a lead. It's the back nine. It's the Memorial, which a lot of people probably don't even know about the Memorial, but it's one of the signature events on tour. My dad was a big Jack fan, Jack Nicklaus, and that's his particular tournament.
Sir.
And he's still around, and you know, I know that he kind of like hands the trophy and the winners to the winner, and Scottie Scheffler is prolific. He's so prolific right now. He has as many tournament wins since May 3rd as the Colorado Rockies have wins in baseball. I'm going to repeat that. Scottie Scheffler is so prolific in golf right now. He has as many tournament wins as the Colorado Rockies have games won since May 3rd. Right?
Oh, my God.
So there was excellence. There was I love golf. There was tradition. There was I want to see Jack because I don't know how many more times I'm going to be able to see him on television be lucid. And you know, he's getting up there in age. And so I tapped in to watch that. But I know a lot of other people aren't just flipping on. Like, I know. It's a very niche audience. Golf on a sleepy Sunday with old Jack, who was like our dad's golfer, and Scottie Scheffler, who doesn't have the largest personality in the world.
He doesn't have a personality. You can say it. He doesn't. We love Scottie.
But he's excellent.
Yeah, but he's really good.
He's excellent. But he's excellent, right? And so
same with
like,
Shai.
I don't think Scottie is resonating with the casual fan.
He's not.
Am I mad? Am I pumping my chest? Like, you guys should be recognizing his greatness. No, I realize that, like, you'll come around at some point if he continues to win, but if you don't, I'm enjoying it.
He's not Koepka. Remember, Koepka came onto the scene, Brooks Koepka. He had the big guns, the biceps.
He was
kind
driving
it along, kind of a villain. Like, he was prickly to the media.
Yeah.
He was very, you know, just self-indulgent, it seemed like. But we love that because he had a personality, right?
There was something there.
There was something there. Bryson DeChambeau, talk about a personality. The guy's crazy half the time.
Quirky as hell.
He's quirky. There you go. Crazy is not the right word, especially this PC society. But he's interesting, and he wore the Kangol hat. Mm-hmm. He used to anyways. He doesn't wear. I think he should bring that back, the old hat that he used to wear. Doesn't wear it anymore. But it's a grip it and rip it kind of. We love that.
Yeah,
it was great.
But Joe, if I would have said Tiger Woods is in the top five on a Memorial Sunday, it would have changed the whole dynamic of the show.
Click. I'm paying attention. I pulled out my phone. Wherever
Everyone
I am, I'm watching it.
Right?
Yep.
So I just think that society has become very event-based, and I'm not mad at it. I just recognize where we're at. The diehards will be there. I'm a diehard golf fan. I'm in. But the casuals, my mother-in-law, my mom, my wife, my son, they're not tapped in unless it's a big event. And so you're going to see a lot of stuff this week about Thunder and Pacers and the shaming of the casuals. I think more of us are casuals than we want to admit.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about casual fans. And if your team's not in it, what is drawing you to the action? Is it a franchise? Is it the cachet of a name? Is it, you know, you just love sports? That's fine. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. A lot happened this weekend. As we mentioned, Giants taking 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. Wasn't a sweep, but they got the job done. But the bats, yikes. It is a struggle, to say the least. Plus, Joe, the 49ers, after our show ended on Friday, made a big splash. Is it a big splash? Well, we'll discuss it on the other side. Plus, more of your call, more of your text, 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
And there's a novelty where it feels like there's a grassroots movement of people really wanting to support the Golden State Valkyries right now. So that's pretty cool. But, you know, Joe, you brought something up before the end of the break. You were talking about Bryce Huff getting traded to the 49ers.
He did.
And we'll get back into the conversation about what compels you to watch something, because there's going to be a lot of talk between now and the finals game that happens on Thursday regarding Thunder and Pacers and how it's not big enough of a matchup and there aren't superstar names, etc. But Bryce Huff getting traded, I was just thinking about this. The Eagles and Niners executing a trade a year ago would have been insanity. These two teams hated each other. And even if they think that Bryce Huff is completely finished, why would they send anything of significance to the Niners? And why would the Niners send anything of significance to the Eagles? Even if you think, you know, late draft picks mean nothing, it's just money, whatever. I just don't think that two teams that viewed each other as a rival would do any deal whatsoever with each other out of spite.
You know, the league is interesting. You know, you have that happen. I remember that happened, what was it? The Chiefs and the Bills in the draft. Was that last year? Was that for Xavier Worthy or 2 years ago or something?
A couple years ago,
yeah. So like, oh, why would the Bills do that with the Chiefs? You guys are rivals. You're helping them out. Well, the Bills were like moving back a couple spots or whatever it was, right?
But I still don't like my team doing deals. It's like the Patriots for years.
But why?
Because you don't ever do a deal with the Patriots. You just don't.
That's fine. But the Patriots have got egg on their face multiple times with certain deals, right? Like, I remember they went after, like, that wasn't a trade. The Antonio Brown thing blew up in their face really fast. Like, 2 games into it, they thought, oh, wow, the Patriots, they got Antonio Brown, great. And then he was out of the league for the next year. So, like, they don't always win. I get what you're saying. I do.
Conceptually, I just don't
sometimes
like
it could,
making deals with my rivals.
That's fine. Maybe on the surface, it just looks bad, but this could be a great trade for both teams,
no,
right?
I think this is
one is shedding for salary,
for
clearly, and just trying to get a pick. And then it's a low-risk, high-reward move for the San Francisco 49ers. I love it. The guy had his most success, Bryce Huff, that is, with who? Robert Saleh.
Undrafted.
In New York. He was in New York, undrafted, right? His highest productive, in his most productive season was a couple years ago, 10 sacks, mm-hmm. right? He led the league in pressure rate, I want to say, that year too. And he cashed in, and good for him. And it might have been a one-year wonder thing. We'll see. But he's 27 years old. He just turned 27 in April. Like, if he has a great year alongside Mykal Williams now and Nick Bosa, now you're cooking with something here. All of a sudden, that defensive line that looked like it was depleted, if Bryce Huff comes back, might be your greatest asset now on defense, which is crazy. Now, it's getting ahead of myself. Mykal Williams is a rookie. You're going to be counting on him a lot this year. And obviously, Bryce Huff for a bounce back. But I've seen him make sweet love with Robert Saleh in New York. And I know for a fact that Bryce Huff didn't have a player Nick Bosa's caliber as a defensive end. Now, he did have Quinnen Williams, who's a beast defensive tackle. But talking about an edge guy, yeah, I think Bryce Huff should be able to eat if he gets some one-on-ones this upcoming season.
Look, this is a low-risk move. Yeah. I step back and I'm just marveling that the Niners and Eagles made a trade. Like, that surprised me, period.
Okay.
Like, and forget who the player was or even if it was just draft picks. Like, it does surprise me that the Niners and Eagles would just make a trade. I know that sounds...
Are they a rival? Like, I don't...
Well,
I,
that's...
I don't know. I don't think so. Not at this point. They're not a rival. Right? It's a year removed.
That's why I'm saying, like, a year ago, had this been announced, I would have been stunned. There wasn't, like, a stunned aspect to this for anyone on either end. And look, the player clearly had played himself out of whatever it was, scheme fit, you know, that they didn't like the guy, whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever happened in Philly is almost irrelevant.
And they have so much talent outside of him that they can afford to just, you know what, we made a mistake signing this guy. It didn't work out. That's fine. It's just trade him for a mid-round pick, right? Howie Roseman's pretty good about identifying and letting loose talent when he sees it. I would trust that he's making the right deal here. And for the Niners, I think they're also making a very prudent decision here. They're only paying $7 million this year.
No, it's
because the Eagles are picking up $9 million of it. It's very low risk, as you're saying.
Yeah, and I like the move. I'm just surprised the Niners
and
Eagles made a trade.
Absolutely. To your overarching point, like, do they do this deal with Dallas if you're the Eagles? I don't know. I don't know if they do that.
Probably not.
Probably not, right? Like, do they do this?
They did just do a deal maybe a year ago with Washington for a wide receiver, like a, whatever.
Not Dotson?
Yes.
Yeah, Dotson.
You know, which is surprising. I think it goes to Howie Roseman, who you referenced. It's like the guy will make any deal for anyone at any time, no matter what who it's with, because he's only worried about his team. That is unique with him, and it's probably why he's so good.
Exactly. That's why I don't care, like, trading – like assets or non-assets. Like, if the Lakers and Warriors did do a trade together,
it would be very surprising.
It would be very surprising, but we know that there's been conversations with whether it's the ownership, whether it's with Dunleavy, whether it's like those guys are always talking to each other. I'm sure they're checking in. I'm sure Pelinka is checking in. Hey, what's going on with Steph? I'm sure a lot of people right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on with Draymond Green? I don't know. Like, what do you guys do? Jimmy Butler. There's always going to be conversations to be had. And none of these guys are just going to, they're not going to say flat out, no, I'm not dealing with that team. That's almost like an Al Davis like kind of a thinking, where it's just like, I'm not dealing any deals with the Denver Broncos or the Chargers.
Haven't you felt like, for example, A's Giants, it's felt like neither team, the Giants would probably want to do a deal with the A's over the years. And it's always felt like, no, the A's refuse to do any deals with the Giants. That's my particular perspective.
It's funny you bring that up, because I had a text over the weekend and a tweet at @Spadoni_Joe if you want to follow me. It was like, if I combined the A's offense with the Giants pitching, we'd have the best team in baseball. So there's a deal to be made. Like, no, seriously. Like,
there is.
These teams should be making deals together. Like, whether it's Harrison, whether it's Birdsong, I don't know. Like, the A's have a plethora of bats. They just can't pitch a lick. So there should be some calls between those two franchises. I do think it's funny you bring that up. The last, I think, official transaction, Sam's in the back.
Well, they did one recently.
Birch Smith, I think, was the pitcher, but there might have been another one outside
prior
of that.
Prior to that one, they did one in 1990 there or 91 with Darren Lewis.
It just doesn't happen. Yeah. Especially when Billy Beane was at the helm.
Dodgers Giants don't do any deals.
No.
Right? And Yankees Red Sox, we looked it up. It was some no-name move back in 2014.
Now, which end is not doing the deal more than the other? Because there's always feels like there's one team that's not going to do the deal. So if it's Giants-Dodgers, it's almost like the Giants are the ones saying, like, yeah, probably not the best look for us to be trading somewhere there or vice versa.
That's
another
conversation.
Because the Dodgers probably don't care, right?
No, like, but like I think the A's for a long, long time, they refused to make a deal with the Giants for market share reasons, and also like how it's going to land. Oh, we trade you our guy and then you extend them?
Right.
How's that going to look if they stay in our market? So I think that was a big part of it when they were in Oakland.
No, for sure. And that was, remember, when Khalil Mack was up.
Yeah.
Right? And there was conversation. The Niners were super interested. They would have checked all the boxes when it comes to the asking price for what the Raiders were wanting. And John Gruden and Mike Mayock at the time, right? And then they were like, no. No, we're not trading you to San Francisco, because that would be a horrible look. They're already announced the move to Vegas, I think, at that point. Mm-hmm. So they're already on their way out. And then you trade their defensive player of the year, two-time all-pro player at two different positions. Like, yeah, that's not happening. So they traded him to Chicago, obviously. He has his great year there, was a DPOY candidate, never got to that DPOY again. But, yeah, no, that matters. Absolutely.
I would have done this deal for Bryce Huff. I think it's pretty low risk. And the fact that Sala has familiarity with him, that's good. But there's also the other side, and it's like, last time the Eagles said no to a guy, and he came to us, it was Hargrave, and that didn't really work out.
Well, that's...
But look, you have to trust Robert Sala in this particular instance, because he is the guy that kind of found him and shined him up. Now, apparently the reason why the Jets were reluctant on giving him a deal and traded him to the Eagles initially was the coaching staff liked him. I'm talking about Sala and his coaching staff with the Jets. The front office didn't. So, and maybe that's why he was an undrafted free agent. I don't know. But I'm willing to give him a fresh start, and let's see if it works.
God, he was a baller back in 2023. I'm just looking at his stats that year. 21 quarterback hits, 10 tackles for losses.
They put a second-round tender on him.
Right.
Originally.
Yeah, no, yeah. 10 sacks again.
The irony is, like, they ended up trading Hassan Reddick. Like, the Eagles had Reddick and, like, traded him to the Jets and then acquired Huff. It was very odd.
What is Reddick doing? Where is he? Tampa Bay? That's where he is now?
I'm sure he's complaining about his contract.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen last year. Just his whole, like, betting on himself, but not, like, dude, you're 30. Like, you just played yourself. This entire thing, you played yourself.
I think we've kind of learned that the holdout stuff hasn't worked really. And I know why everyone does it. I hear everybody, you got to get every dollar. Look at Brandon Ayuk's knee. But Le'Veon Bell, Hassan Reddick, there are more cases of guys having down years after the huge holdout, squeezing for an extra couple million, and their career is dramatically changed.
Carter just got in my ear. He said Trey Hendrickson potentially too. But Trey, I will say this. He has absolutely deserved his payday. And I understand where the negotiations on Cincinnati's part, saying this guy's getting older. I don't know. We've already invested in Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins now. But having said that, like, he is the leader of your defense. You need to pay that guy. As we're talking about Fred Warner and deserving to get paid, George Kittle being the leader, like, he needs to get his too. And it also speaks to, if you're trying to shed this notion of a franchise being cheap, that Cincinnati's been labeled with for my entire lifetime, that's how you do it. You pay your player. Then all of a sudden, you can't say we're cheap. Not if we're making our quarterback the highest paid player. Not if we're making our wide receivers the highest paid players. Not if we're making our defensive ends the highest paid players. That's how you shed that label. Now, it's easier said than done when it comes to that. But Trey Hendrickson's an interesting one. I do wonder if anyone's going to be sniffing around there and trying to steal him, poach him.
I don't know.
Have a huge asking price.
I was listening to the Cal. I'm not going to lose my mind yet, but I was listening to the Kawakami podcast over the weekend, and he referenced that Trent Williams, who wasn't at camp, they don't know why he wasn't there.
Oh my God.
There really wasn't an explanation, but this is Kawakami. So he was like, you know, Trent doesn't have any guaranteed money next year, so he might be holding out. This was his hypothesis, and I just rolled my eyes and I was like, doing this again?
He ran the way.
If that's true, I'm just going to put a little bow on this. If it's true, trade him yesterday, because I don't even want to go through this again. Like, I'm so exhausted. I don't have guaranteed money next year. Come on, man. If that is true, and that's why he's holding out, I'm going to be so disappointed.
So Shanahan said he was there at phase one, but hasn't been here in a couple weeks, but expect to see him soon. That was the quote from Shanahan speaking at OTAs last week. And now Kawakami, SF Standard.
He was his guess.
Insinuating his guess. Is guessing. Okay, that's how he said he's guessing.
I'm not trying to like put words into his mouth. I'm going off of his accurate, you know, he's tapped in. He's got a good feel. And like when I hear he doesn't have guaranteed money next year, I'm like, we can't do this again with Trent Williams. I'm not here for it.
No, I'm not either. Bryce Huff, the acquisition. How are we feeling about it? Niner Nation, 888-957-9570. Excuse me, Niner Empire, the faithful. How are we feeling about Bryce Huff with Nick Bosa now and Michael Williams? All of a sudden, I'm feeling a little bit better about this defensive line and this defense overall. If they can get to the quarterback, that changes everything when it comes to the secondary, when it comes to linebacker play. All of it. That's what's coming up with the game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On your neck of the woods, but you were inside, or was there outside graduations this weekend?
Oh, no, I was outside.
Okay.
Outside of USF trying to find parking for the graduation for St. Ignatius. And let me just say something to USF and SI. And I know you're listening.
All graduations out there everywhere.
I know many people at both places. I might as well have parked in Marin and walked over. That's how far away I parked. It was ridiculous.
I thought you were going to get to the shot clock take you had when it came to graduation.
Well, that too. As they're naming off the names. I mean, we got to get him on a pitch clock here. I mean, what are we doing? I had heard more, the amount of hyphenated long names.
Like,
it was Joseph Shasky, Philip, Matthew, Johnson, Joseph, the 17th.
There was a lot of Nikhil Alexander Walker's the thirds, is what
yes.
You're calling me?
Hey, okay. Joe.
And here's the funniest thing. I saw all these boys up on stage. Every one of them had the poof hair.
Oh, the Pajemski,
from
the Mahomes.
Grade and graduation. Every kid, all of them have the poof hair.
It's a lot of product right there. All right.
It's not even product. It's a lot of effort to make it look like you don't care about your hair when we know you do.
There's product for that. It's called the messy hair look. And you like get the paste and you put it in there to make it look messy and that you don't care, but in actuality you do.
It's just so much hair.
There's just so much hair right there. Don't be jealous. I'm jealous too. I wish I had more hair. It's a back shoulder fade happening to your boy right now. Brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We'd appreciate your participation today. JT Snow joining us at 8 o'clock to talk some Gigantes, talk some Bryce Eldridge, who we worked with, obviously, in spring training. Can we see Bryce coming up? And obviously, he's a bench coach right now with the Oakland Ballers balling on that ass. Speaking of balling, the Niners, for the longest time, you know, under Kyle Shanahan, have been balling for the most part. They've been pretty good, pretty successful. Bob Melvin with the Giants, been kind of a mixed bag so far. A little disappointing last year, but I think this year you can give him his flowers so far. The Giants have been pretty good. They're a good team. And then you go to Steve Kerr. I know it ended, you know, with a sour taste in your mouth in the second round in the Western Conference semis, but I thought he did a tremendous job with the Rubik's Cube puzzle. That was the Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Pajemski, Moody lineup. You got to give Steve credit. Like, this was a 10th seed. They make a big trade. They got all the way to the Western Conference Finals. I thought he did a pretty good job. But talking about stock up, stock down right now, we're halfway through the year, Joe. It's June 2nd now, right? So we're 6 months in. This is what's going on. And we like to play a little game, stock up, stock down, right? We got to take the temperature on the Bay. And what better time to do that than halfway through the calendar year, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, basketball's done for the Warriors. Football is done right now. They're ramping back up. And all we got is the Giants in baseball. So we can do a little stock up, stock down conversation. And where do you want to start with this, Joe? Do you want to start with the Giants over the weekend? Do you want
to start with the head coaches and the managers of the three teams?
Let's do it. Yeah, please.
And then we'll get into some of the players.
Okay.
So, like, right now, 6 months in, is the stock up or stock down for Bob Melvin? You know, the team can't score right now. Their pitching is elite. I feel like he's playing a variety of small ball games within every single game. I feel like he's done a pretty good job managing the bullpen, considering that they're one of the best bullpens in baseball. You now have Camilo Duvall as the closer, who had a great close yesterday to that game.
Great weekend for Camilo Duvall, by the way. His mom watching him for the first time in person as a professional. Like,
yeah.
That was a really cool moment. By the way, actually, real quick, can I play that real quick?
Yeah, give it
to me. We have the sound from it. This from Saturday or Friday, Sammy. I think it's from Friday, if I'm not mistaken. That's right, Friday. Thumbs up.
We mentioned
Camilo Duvall's mom, Rosa, is here, and we now have confirmation that that is her holding the phone in the pink.
Seeing her son for the first time in his professional career.
Rosa Duvall. That's a really cool moment. And if every parent ever, doesn't matter, the culture doesn't matter, got to get the phone out, got to zoom in, got to do, put it on the Facebook, right? So that was a really cool moment as we're talking about the Giants over the weekend and Camilo Duvall being a part of Bob Melvin's big decision making.
It's just crazy, you know, it's crazy that we just take little things for granted. It's the first time his mother had seen him pitch in person. That's crazy, you know, that's really awesome. So as we get to Bob Melvin, I mean, like the team has just been struggling to generate offense. And I don't think it's on Bob. Like, he's not the one who's able to take the at-bats for some of these guys. Like, Adames right now, Adames is batting 208. Adames has been in the leagues quite some time. Is this on the hitting coach, or is this on the player?
Well, we'll ask J.C. Snow at 8 o'clock about Adames and his struggles and what he would do in this situation, but it's not a good look right now. It's just not.
Chapman's at 235 right now and almost killed the first baseman, you know, running up the line. You know, Bailey's not hitting. So I guess what my point is that I feel like stock should be up on Bob Melvin. Where are you at? Stock up or stock down 6 months in this year?
Stock is up on Bo Mel. Now, is it sky high? Is it rocketing? No, but it's definitely up from where we were last year, which was mediocrity. Now, I think a lot of last season, the blame was give me a little of that. What is this 80s? Stock up, stock down music?
Wall Street,
I kind of like this. A little Gordon Gekko action.
A
little Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Okay,
Greed,
I'm not mad
good
at that. Thank you.
Greed is good.
It is. It is. But I would say up overall. Just given the expectations last year and the whole, you know, Farhan thing, I felt like this was a clean slate for everyone. Buster Posey's now involved. I was going to give Bob a clean slate, whether you wanted to or not. I was choosing to do that. And you know what? It's June 2nd, and they're 7 games over .500 in the toughest division in baseball. Yeah, they're a playoff team, I still think. Now, are they going to fade if they don't make a big trade for another bat? Potentially, because it is concerning overall. And I don't know what he can do, Joe, outside of, I don't know, is firing a hitting coach, right? Is that going to change everything? I'm skeptical on that, right? That's like almost like the interim head coach in football. What, is that going to last a week or two? And then you'll fall flat back on your face. So it's up to the players at this point to hit. So I'm stock up. Stock up on Bob. But the players need to be better. They do.
This is a huge week for the Giants. Four against the Padres.
Oh, you're going to the game tonight, right?
I'm going to the game tonight. And then you got the Braves over the weekend. This is a big one. And the Rockies can't come quick enough. Nine-win, 50-loss Rockies next Tuesday. I can't wait for that one. All right,
so we got Logan Webb tonight, too, dude. You're
and Birdsong's been pitching great, and we'll get into him in a little bit. All right, Steve Kerr, your Golden State Warrior head coach. Is the stock up or the stock down?
Sorry, I'm just so lost in this music. Stock up or down on Steve Kerr? This is almost like the intro or like in-between music when you play Street Fighter. This is also the noise that you hear.
Yeah.
Shout out Ken, always. Hadouken. I'm going stock up on Steve. You know, I think a lot of people are down on him right now, whether that's what's going on with Kuminga, whether what's going on with Pajemski, whether you like all the minutes allocated to either of those players, I don't know. But where this team was just a couple months ago, Joe, we were talking about whether you even pick up Steve Kerr's option if you had one. We didn't even know the contract details heading into this year. But we were talking about, like, does he move on after this season? If you're just going to be one and done in the play-in, or even if you don't make the play-in, could he move on? And obviously the Popovich angle, is he going to go to the Spurs? People were like speculating that. Obviously that didn't happen. Steve Kerr's here to stay for this little iteration that is left between Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. I think Steve Kerr's tied in there. But I will say overall, this team was a 10th seed back in February, Joe, clinging to that. And then they made the Western Conference semifinals. And they lost their best player. I'm sorry, Steve Kerr, the stock is still up on Steve. For me, it's stock up.
See, I got stock up on Dunleavy, and I'm flatlined on Kerr.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm flatlined on Kerr. I'm not down, I'm not up. I'm kind of
looking for a heartbeat? That's what you're saying?
No.
You're flatlining?
No, I think it's just, it's right now, it's a stable stock, but I'm not up or down. I'm kind of like...
Oh, you're in between.
I'm holding right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of like waiting it out.
Stock neutral for you.
I can't unsee the whole Kuminga thing. Now, I'm not saying that he's the only one who's culpable on it. Kuminga is absolutely culpable of his own career. But this, the handling of some of the guys on the roster, it's been a little erratic for me. And I think that, I don't know. I'm very flatlined on Kerr. I want 888-957-9570. Is stock up or down on Steve Kerr? Because it seems to be like whether it's the YouTube chat, the text line, people are very conflicted on Steve Kerr. I think Bob Melvin, everybody stock up. Steve Kerr, I'm seeing a mixed bag.
Well, it goes to expectations, right? So stock up on Melvin. We're willing to look past the struggling at-bats because we've never seen this current group. Right. Outside of that one year, but there were different players. Buster Posey was on that team. Brandon Crawford was on that team. There's a lot of moving parts. It was a different team a couple years ago when they won 100 plus games and won the division. But like this, we haven't seen this current group like ever be good. So the fact that they are 7 games over 500 right now heading into June tells me the team is on a right path. Now, the expectations for it is like, can you be a playoff team? Can we have meaningful baseball in September? I think that was the low mark for this Giants team heading into the year. Would you agree for that?
Yeah.
For Bob Melvin. So he's winning there. Whenever you have Stephen Curry, you got to be a playoff team. Meaningful basketball is what Steph wanted, okay? That's all they said. It wasn't championship. Let's all take a step back. We all agreed, heading into this past season for the Warriors, the expectations were just get out of the play-in game and get a playoff series. I think that was the, at minimum, can we do that? Well, they did that. And what happened? They won in the first round. So they got to the second round. Now, you would like to have gotten greedy, absolutely. And Steph getting hurt sucked. That was awful. They had a chance to win that and then get to the Western Conference Finals, potentially, had he stayed healthy. So, like, what do you want from Steve this past year? That's what I guess I would ask.
No, hear me out.
What do you want from Steve this past year?
This is what I want, Steve. To win one game without Curry.
That's on the players, though. As much as we're saying Bob Melvin, like, the players have to help him out, players have to help Steve out,
Joe,
too.
Joe.
Jimmy couldn't get me, like, a bucket in the last 7 minutes.
All of them. I think, to me, Kerr and the crew, like, it's never one or the other. It's both the players and the coach. But, yeah, to win one game, I guess I expect them to find a way to win one
Steve
game.
Steve can't go out there and hit
even
the
if,
shots.
Even if
he
I can't took... go out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.